Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Trump exposes America's colonial reality. Translated. On Saturday, U.S. President Trump shamelessly declared his country's success in seizing over 65 billion barrels of Venezuela's oil reserves. He boasted, quote, "At my direction, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, working closely with highly respected interim president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, and through a partnership with private business, have secured majority U.S. control over more than 65 billion barrels of proven oil reserves in Venezuela, at no cost to the American taxpayer." End quote. This act testifies that this country is a colonial country, revealing that it has never cared about the slogans it falsely and deceptively repeated, such as freedom, independence, self-determination, and human rights. It confirms that these slogans were nothing more than a facade and pretext for colonizing nations and exploiting people for the benefit of the financial barons and capitalist sharks of colonial America. Trump didn't reveal anything new by boasting about his country's plundering of a neighboring country's wealth and oil, not for any reason or right, but simply because America is stronger. He thus established the law of the jungle, where the strong devours the weak. Trump's true nature is neither a secret nor new. Built upon the skulls of millions of indigenous people murdered by its European founders, America's true nature was revealed in its ugliest form after the mid-20th century, following its emergence from isolationism. It began colonizing the world, occupying and colonizing many Muslim lands, and installing agent-client rulers who inflicted the worst forms of suffering upon their people, impoverishing the countries and plundering their resources. As a result, Muslim lands have become synonymous with poverty, hunger, and backwardness. While their countries overflow with wealth, oil, gas, and minerals, their people suffer from shortages of electricity, water, bread, medicine, and the most basic necessities, because their rulers have stolen their riches to satiate the American and European colonizers. Indeed, this is the reality of America and the lands of kufr, disbelief, colonizers who enjoy controlling nations and looting their wealth. Venezuela is a prime example. Trump even repeatedly expressed his desire to control Panama, Greenland, Canada, Cuba, the Strait of Hormuz, Gaza, and the resources of Ukraine since taking office, and the list goes on. Therefore, the entire world is in dire need of the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, that restores justice and mercy to all peoples and eradicates the influence of colonizers, oppressors, and tyrants like Trump. Islam elevates people and brings them out of the darkness, poverty, and hardship into light, mercy, and prosperity, as the history of Muslims and their state testifies. Islam established equality between white and black, Arab and non-Arab, the poor and rich. When the state opened a land, it embraced it with care, service, and justice, not with plunder, colonization, and aggression, fulfilling the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "We have sent you, O Prophet, only as a mercy for the whole world." Al-Anbiya 107. So hasten, O Muslims, to establish the Khilafah al-Rashida, state, on the method of the prophethood. It is the hope of the people and the salvation of the oppressed. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.